Now, Bueller, many of our senior saints, older saints, recognize these words from a very familiar hymn, "Home to be kept by them." And whenever you come to a Black Baptist church, you will immediately recognize the Baptist tradition, because there are certain things that you're gonna grow to expect, even in the religious experience. There are just certain things that you just expect to see in an African-American Baptist church experience. And yeah, in Greater Beulah, you can always expect some folk to be talking all while church is going on. That's what we do. We talk all while church is going on. From the call to worship to the benediction, church folks are talking. Because it is the expectation that whenever you go into an African-American religious experience, the saints are going to talk all while church is going on. Is there anybody in here this morning who can help me testify that there will be some talking going on? I saw you talking when the choir was singing. I heard you talking when the preacher was praying, an opening prayer over the offering. Yeah, he was talking. You know, that's what we do. We talk all while church is going on. As a matter of fact, for the last 2 minutes, I've been hearing you say something. Folks been talking all around the church, because that's what church folks do. That's just what we do. We talk all while church is going on. But we have given a formal name to it, and we formalize it. It's called call and response. Yeah, that's all it is. Call and response. Which we suggest, but watch this. This suggests to me that when somebody is saying the truth up here, something you're going to be saying, you're going to respond out there. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And all while this worship service this morning has been going on, the saints have been talking back and forth to one another, because Beulah, that's what we do. And that's how we communicate one to another. When you hear something good saying about the Lord Jesus Christ, you just can't keep it to yourself and act like nothing has been said. Whenever you hear God is good, somebody's going to say, and somebody's going to say all the time, that's what we do. Because that's all we do. Whenever you hear somebody say, he'll make a way out of nowhere, somebody's going to say, yes, he will. Whenever you hear somebody say, he's a bridge over troubled water, you're going to hear some bridge rail. Because that's how we communicate. It's called call and respond. You just can't sit in an African American Baptist church 2 whole hours in a religious experience like this and not say nothing. You got to say something. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord. You see how you responded right there? Now notice, Beulah, that particular text, what I just said, that quote, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord. It didn't say look so. Because we can look real spiritual and pious when we want to. Come on, talk back to me if you can. The Bible didn't say, let the redeemed of the Lord nod your head so. No, that's not what it said. He said, the redeemed of the Lord ought to open up your mouth. I need one more witness in here who know that God has been better to you than you've been to yourself. Somebody who can talk about the goodness of God, and who can testify to his greatness, to his grace, and to his glory. Yeah, we talk because the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Is there anybody in here this morning who got a testimony? That God has been good to you? And you just can't keep it to yourself. I mean, you have to open up your mouth and testify about his goodness. And the reason I want to bring this to your consideration this morning, it seems to me that in Psalms 121, there is a call and respond that's going on. And you know, I heard some folks saying some strange things when I was preaching. They would say something like, come on, Doc. You're on my street. You heard him say it. He said, come on, Doc, put your weight on it. And Reverend Nixon, the nigga said, I heard some strange things while I was trying. all while church is going on. Now, would you believe that Psalm 121 is one of those call and respond kind of song, which is to affirm the affirmation of God spoken by one person and then the confirmation of God's ability and capacity that is given by another speaker. Watch this now. Yeah. There's this back and forth of individuals who are speaking to one another and confirming and affirming the goodness of God in their life. And I don't know how you feel about it. Watch this now. But I appreciate the fact that when I come to church, somebody will confirm and affirm whatever I'm saying. When I say the Lord has made a way in my life, there's somebody who can come behind me and confirm that God has made a way in my life too. Confirming and affirming. Now in Psalm 21, the psalmist in verse 1 and 2, watch this, it's in the text, right? Begin to talk about who God is and what the expectations are as he looked to God for guidance in his life. Yeah. When he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the heathens. Now, where will my help come from? Watch this. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. It's a beautiful picture of one who affirmed the happy power of God. Now, throughout the song, you will see that the psalmist wants to lift up in the reality that in every situation in his life, God has helped him.
Yeah.
And there are some folks in here this morning who can testify that you didn't get to the place where you are now by yourself. But God helped you. And we can say for yourself, and you can say for yourself, thanks be to God that God is our helper. And when you read this song, you will see in the deeper way that God is not only your helper, but in verses 4, 5, 7, and 8, you will note that God is our keeper.
Yeah.
It's right there in the text. It's right there in the text. Yeah. God is not only the one who simply helps us, but God is the one who keeps us. Yeah. Shema. Yeah, the Shema. Yeah, that's a Hebrew word, which literally means that God safeguards us. God secures us. God makes a way. He stabilizes us. And then he puts us in a situation where he can keep us. And today somebody ought to thank God for keeping power. And if the truth be told, you could have lost your mind a long time ago. But God kept you. And I love the fact that God is our keeper. And can I just pause right there for just a minute? You know, church would be a whole lot better, watch this, if we had church before we come to church.
All right. Yeah. Right. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Let me see if I can make that make sense. And this song is called a song of ascent because the people of God were singing on their way to worship. Literally suggesting that while you are going up the mountainous terrain headed to the holy temple in Jerusalem, they have not made it yet, but they were on their way to church singing and praising God. And you know, I got a funny feeling this morning that if we had church on our way to church, nobody would have to pump you up. If you had church before you got to church, you would say, I'm entering into his day with thanksgiving and into his heart with some prayer. Is there anybody in here this morning who didn't wait to get to church to start talking to God? Is there anybody in here who didn't wait to get to church to start singing God praises? Because when you woke up, with a reasonable portion of health and strength, because you knew that it was nobody but the Lord, and he deserved all glory and all praise on your way to church. Now here they are, watch this, on their way to church. And the psalmist lifts up his eyes and says, Here's my testimony. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help come from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Well, I need to park right there for a minute. Can I do that for a minute? Now, I don't want to get too deep. Watch this. Watch this. In the Hebrew original text, watch this. There are these are not, watch this, three declaratives. It's not three declarative statements. Watch this. No, there's an interrogative statement in the midst of a declarative statement.
Yes,
that the first statement is this: I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. That's the first statement. The second statement is an interrogative: where does my help come from? And then the third is a statement that responds to the question that he made unto himself. My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. You missed it. You missed it. You rewind it. He said, the first statement, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. That's the first statement. The second statement is an interrogative thing. It's a question. Where does my help come from? And he does not wait for nobody else to answer the question. He answers his own question.
In the congregation, headed to the holy city,
yes.
Offer